I've been thinking a little bit about some of the contrasts in Revelation 19. My brother has already touched on them. Revelation 19 and we already had that remark on the 11th verse that the Lord Jesus was riding on a white horse in Revelation 19. And that is generally considered a symbol of a triumphant conqueror, a white horse. When the Lord Jesus went into Jerusalem, he was riding on a donkey. It wasn't very prestigious, although it might have been a symbol of it. That's a contrast. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. At last, properly attired, many crowns, honors to the Lord Jesus. But when he was here on earth, he was crowned with thorns in his humility. Verse 13, he's clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. That, I believe, is the blood of his enemies. He's conquered them. On earth, he shed his own blood. His own blood was shed, no doubt went on his own garments. His blood was shed. Well, that's the precious blood that puts away our sins. Things are wonderful, but I think it shows the contrast with the humiliated Jesus and the triumphant Jesus. Out of his mouth, verse 15, goeth a sharp sword. Out of his mouth. When he stood before Pilate, before Herod, he uttered no words of his own defense. He did acknowledge who he was. Those two things that are mentioned there by Nathanael, he's king of the Jews and he's the Son of God. He was crucified not by false witnesses. The charges were the truth, and he was crucified for those two true things. But his mouth was not a sharp sword in those days. He was there in humility. Verse 16, he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's superior to all kings and all lords. But the statement on the cross, his accusation was, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. They made sure they put that humiliation in there. Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? That was Nathanael's comment. The humiliation is gone. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Well, we have in the 20th verse, those two wicked men cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. When the Lord Jesus comes for us, there are going to be many of us that are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord. We'll never die. For the Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The dead in Christ will rise. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Those of us that are alive at his coming will never die. These are cast alive into the lake of fire. Those of us that are sitting here could very well be those who are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord and will never pass through death, will never die. Well, I don't know if there's any more I think there are more of these contrasts. The sword that proceeds out of his mouth then will be slaying the wicked. But the Lord has, on the cross, didn't he open his mouth to that thief and say, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And if I've repeated it before, I just will repeat it again, that I heard this from the mouth of a 12-year-old boy who was looking at the scriptures, and he said, the last glimpse that dying thief had of the Lord Jesus, he saw Jesus wearing a crown of thorns. And in a moment, he was with Jesus in paradise. Isn't that lovely? With Jesus in paradise. Well, those are just a few little thoughts, extension of that 19th of Revelation.